I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Cyclone Freddy is playing a game of pinball between Mozambique, Madagascar, and Indonesia, zigzagging across the Indian Ocean. It's now the world's longest-running tropical cyclone. Freddy struck Mozambique a second time going into the weekend. Lydia Kaiser with Child Evangelism Fellowship says despite the storm, CEF workers in Mozambique are gathering for children's ministry training to reach kids with gospel hope.
The current team of 13 workers disciple an average of 2,500 children a week by going from school to school each day and holding open-air ministry.
And throughout the weekend, Kaiser asks,
please pray for the Institute to be able to complete the third and final month of training in spite of the flooding, and for the people of Mozambique, that they'll be spared from yet another violent weather system.
4.6 million children lived in the 10 provinces of Turkey hit by the earthquake. It's been 1 month since the quake, and we still don't know yet how many children were orphaned. Bruce Allen with FMI says, to make matters worse,
all the schools have been closed in Turkey right now. Even universities nationwide have suspended classes for weeks. So coming on the heels of the disruption of the COVID-19 pandemic, when education kind of went out the window, now there's a generation of children whose education has been severely disrupted for years.
FMI is helping Turkish Christians get aid to kids and families. Besides meeting physical needs, these local believers are able to talk about Jesus. Please ask the Lord to protect and comfort kids in Turkey. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media, or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.